Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. Today we have a beautiful bhajan, the lyrics of which is in the language Hindi. Very meaningful words, and the tune is very simple too. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Subha re shaam, bol hari naam.
Like in every episode of this program, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. We will spend some time trying to understand what each line of this bhajan conveys, and in the end, we will listen to the mandir version of this bhajan. So let's begin with the lyrics.
Subha aur shaam bol hari naam gopi gopal भजो साई घन श्याम सुबह और शाम बोल हरि नाम चलो मन चलो चले बाबा के धाम शिरडी के धाम सत्य साई के धाम.
Now that you are familiar with the lyrics, here is how the tune of this bhajan flows. As you listen to the lead singer, please join in. You will enjoy learning the tune of this beautiful bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham. Subha aur shaam bol hari naam
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 गोपी गोपाल भजो साई घन श्याम
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 सुबह और शाम बोल हरि नाम
सुबह और शाम बोल हरि नाम
चलो मन चलो चले बाबा के धाम
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 शिरडी के धाम सत्य साई 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 के धाम
सुबह और शाम बोल हरि नाम.
So that's how beautifully the tune of this bhajan flows. Yes, it has a lively beat. But before we go on to the rhythm, let's spend some time understanding the swaras and the raga behind the bhajan. Anirudh is here as always to help us in this endeavor. So Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the technical structure of this composition?
Sairam Bishu.
Sairam.
This beautiful vintage bhajan is based on rag I can say Hari Kamboji or a small deviation from Shankaravarnam, which is Nisa. We have Komal Ni here instead of the Shuddh Ni.
Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Re Sa Ni Sa.
If you change the Ni from Shuddh to Komal Ni in the Bilaval, there are many bhajans based on the raga which is arising out of it.
Prem se bolo ek baar Sai Ram, Sai Ghanshyam, Sai Ghanshyam, sada nirantar Hari Gun Gao.
Firstly, I was overwhelmed by the lyrics of the bhajan. That's what strikes you first.
Yes.
Especially the line, Chalo Man Chalo Chale Baba Ke Dham, which reminded me of singing this bhajan during Nagar Sankirtan.
Oh yes.
As it would be a perfect bhajan along with Harinam Gate Chalo.
Like yes.
The Gate Chalo bhajans.
Yeah. Inspiring, urging people to
yes
sing vociferously and together offer your namasmana to Bhagwan. Yes.
And in addition to that, as you mentioned before, it has a very lively beat, which is 6-beat Rupakatalam or Dadra in the Hindustani classical music. And the feel of the bhajan together, it gives you a feel of a boat song.
Subhar Shyam Bol Hari Naam.
For example, you have the bhajan Jaya Kausalya Nandana Ram.
Yes.
The 6-beat and the folk tune adds a beauty to the bhajan altogether. And with beautiful lyrics, overall it is a perfect vintage bhajan.
And it's simple also.
Yes, simple to follow.
I think that's why, as you mentioned, it is so much a bhajan to be used for Naga Sankirtan. Because it is
yes
simple
yes
and everyone can follow and sing together. It adds a lot of life
yes
to a bhajan session actually. And the raga, as you mentioned, is not a complicated one. I think once we go to the swaras,
yes,
then we can understand how the tune flows.
Yes, brother. So let's take the first line.
Subhar Shyam Bol Hari Naam Nisa Sagari Sani Nisa Sa Sa Sa
Nisa Sagari Sani Nisa Sa Sa Sa
Gopi Gopal Bhajo Sai Ghanshyam Ga 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 Ma Pa 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 Ma Pa Ma Ga Ga Ma Ga Ri Sa
Ga 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 Ma Pa 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 Ma Pa Ma Ga Ga Ma Ga Ri Sa.
Again we come back to the first line.
Subhar Shyam Bol Hari Naam Nisa Sagari Sani Nisa Sa Sa Sa
Nisa Sagari Sani Nisa Sa Sa Sa
Chalo Man Chalo Chale Baba Ke Dham Sa ga 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 ma pa 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 dha pa ma pa ma ga
Sa ga 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 ma pa 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 dha pa ma pa ma ga
Shirdi ke dham Satya Sai ke dham Padha dha dha pa ma 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 pa ma ga ma ga ri sa
Pa da 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 pa ma 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 pa ma ga ma ga re sa.
As you mentioned, it has got such a vibrant feel to it, almost makes your heart dance in joy because the beat is such, isn't it?
Yes, the entire package, the beat, the tune, the lyrics and the feel to the bhajan is, as I said before, purely it's a vintage, energetic bhajan.
And you mentioned that it is 6-beat.
Yes, let's have a quick demo of the bhajan in 6-beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
सुबह और शाम बोल हरि नाम,
सुबह और शाम बोल हरि नाम,
गोपी गोपाल भजो साई घनश्याम,
गोपी गोपाल भजो साई घनश्याम,
सुबह और शाम बोल हरि नाम,
सुबह और शाम बोल हरि नाम.
Definitely such a beautiful addition to our collection of bhajans. I think everyone listening to this program would be eager to learn and sing in their next bhajan session. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram. So with that, we are done with the technicalities of this bhajan. Let's come now to the meaning of this bhajan. As I mentioned before, the words of this bhajan are in the language Hindi. The first line, Subha or Sham Bol Harinam. Subha means morning. Sham refers to evening. Subha or Sham, morning and evening, Bol Harinam. Let's sing the name of the Lord. Bhagwan has often said that repeated chanting of the Lord's name or Namasmarana is the best panacea for the current times. In fact, in the book Sri Satya Sai Anandadai, written by Mrs. Karunamba Ramamurthy, Bhagwan says, I have given you the fire called Namasmarana. It will burn all your karma. Chant the name ceaselessly. Continue chanting and be sure that your karma will be wiped out. In fact, in a discourse that Bhagwan gave on July 29, 1964, when he inaugurated the first telephone connection in Puttaparthi, Swami said, the name of God, if recited with love and faith, has immense power. Once the mother of Agastya boasted that her son drank all the waters of the ocean. But the mother of Hanuman, who was also there, said, why go to that extent? My son leaped over the ocean in a trice. But in the scene was also the mother of Lord Rama, and she said, your son leaped over the ocean, uttering my son's name. Without it, he was helpless. The name has that overmastering power. It can award unheard of and unimagined strength and courage. Now, when the other two women disputed the fact that it was Rama Nama that strengthened Hanuman for the endeavor that he undertook, then Kausalya was in doubt and she asked Rama himself. And then the Lord said, why? It was because this body was called Rama, the name that combines the Bijaksharas of both Shivanama and Vishnunama. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. The essence of both these mantras are contained in Ramanama. From Om Namo Narayanaya comes Ra. From Om Namah Shivaya comes Ma. So Rama says, it was because my body was called Rama that I myself was able to conquer Ravana and the demons. So such is the efficacy of the name of the Lord. By repeating His name, the Lord and His attributes can be easily identified and the grace of the Lord can be easily attained. In another beautiful discourse, in the same year, 1964, October 9th, Bhagwan said, Draupadi did not send a chariot inviting Lord Krishna to come to her rescue. She just uttered the Lord's name in her deepest agony and Lord Krishna instantly responded and saved her from imminent dishonor. In the Treta Yuga, during the times of Ramayana, architect Nala and his monkeys were building a bridge over the sea to Lanka. The boulders on which they inscribed the sacred name Rama floated on the waters. But they found that the boulders floated away due to wind and wave. They did not form a continuous bridge for the army to pass over. And it is at this point that a wise person gave a suggestion to write Ra on one stone and Ma on another. And they found that the stones now stuck to each other. Bhagwan said, this works in this day and age too. Chant the Lord's name continuously. It will serve as a bridge between you and Him. It will keep you focused on Him, just like Ra and Ma kept each stone next to each other. As we chant Ra Ma Ra Ma, our hearts will be next to the Lord's heart. Let's listen to a very beautiful discourse clip where Bhagwan explains the four types of Namasmarana, the four types of Kirtana.
This Sankirtan is of four types. Vakati Guna Sankirtana. One is singing the qualities of God, Guna Sankirtana. Rendavadi Leela Sankirtana. Second is singing the Leelas of God, Moodavadi Bhava Sankirtana. The third one is Bhava Sankirtana. Nalagavadi Nama Sankirtana. The fourth one is Nama Sankirtana. Guna Sankirtana Vanaga భగవంతుని కళ్యాణ గుణములను మాత్రమే వర్ణిస్తూ తాదాత్మను పొంది తన జీవితమునందు అతి సద్గుణములను ఏర్పరచుకునేటకు తగిన కృషి చేయటం. గుణ సంకీర్తన రిప్రజెంట్ సింగింగ్ ద గ్రేట్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, బికమింగ్ వన్ విత్ దోస్ క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ డెవలపింగ్ దోస్ క్వాలిటీస్ ఇన్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్.
ఈ గుణ సంకీర్తన త్యాగరాజు సాధించినటువంటి
Tyagaraja follows this Guna Sankirtana.
Vachana Gocharundani Rama. Nee Charitamulanu Pogada Brahmadulakunaina Tarama. Kaachukunnanu Nee Krupakai. Naa Moralakinchi Drovumayya. Vachana Gocharundani. Kaaludugoni Poyina Guruputrini Techi Ichinavu. Kaalunnimada Madachinavu. Vasudeva Devaki Charanu Vidipinchinavu. Valuganti Aina Mel Draupadi వరలిడ బ్రోచినావు. మేలు మేలు పాండవులను గాచినావు. కుచేలుని ఆర్తి దీర్చినావు. కురూపి అయిన కుబ్జా వక్రములను పోగొట్టినావు. 16,000 రమామణులను బ్రోచినావు. రామ వాచామ గోచరుండని. ఏదో వాచో నివర్తంతే అప్రాప్య మనసా సహాని. వాక్కులకు అలవి కానటువంటి గుణములు నీలెందు ఇమిడి ఉన్నవని త్యాగరాజు వర్ణిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
Tyagaraja began describing Rama. We have got such qualities which cannot be described at all. We have saved a number of devotees, Draupadi, Kuchela, Pandava, and Kubja, and so many other devotees we have saved. Thus he described
Leela Sankirtana Managa, Iri Kevalamu.
Leela Sankirtana represents
Pavitramaina Kunti Yokka, Bhagavantri Yokka, Tarangamalanu నృత్యముగా ఆడుకుంటూ ఆ యొక్క లీలలను తాను అనుభవిస్తూ ఆ లీలయందు లీనమై ఉండేటువంటి ఒక తత్వము ఇది లీలా సంకీర్తన.
లీలా సంకీర్తన రిప్రజెంట్ సింగింగ్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ది స్పోర్ట్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, బికమింగ్ వన్ విత్ ఇట్ విత్ ఎక్స్టసివ్ డాన్సింగ్, ఎంజాయింగ్ ది గ్లోరీస్ అండ్ ది డివైన్ స్పోర్ట్ అండ్ లీలాస్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్.
ఇది ఏ గీత గోవిందం అని కూడాను చెప్తూ వచ్చారు.
Gita Govinda is one such instance of Leela Sankirtana.
Inka Bhava Sankirtana.
Then Bhava Sankirtana.
Idi kevalamu oka radha matrame dinini uttarinchu Bhagavantuni yokka bhavamulandu leenamai tana tattvamunu kudanu Bhagavat tattvamuga roopandimpa chesukunnatundi.
Radha illustrates in an extremely fine way Bhava Sankirtana, describing the feeling with feeling about God and developing those very feelings from God.
Bhavamu satya bhavamu vatsalya bhavamu anuraga bhavamu madura bhavamu aneetvanti ee yokka aidu bhavamulu endukudu tani yokka jeevithamunu anubhavisthu vachindi.
Radha lived a life enjoying the five types of bhava: shanta, సత్య, వాత్సల్య, అనురాగ అండ్ మధుర.
కనుక రాధ మీరాల యొక్క పవిత్ర భావము ఈ యొక్క భావ సంకీర్తనగా రూపొందుతూ వచ్చింది.
ది ఫీలింగ్స్ విత్ విచ్ రాధ అండ్ మీరా sang, దే బికేమ్ ది బెస్ట్ ఇల్లస్ట్రేషన్స్ ఫార్ భావ సంకీర్తన.
నామ సంకీర్తన నెక్స్ట్ ఈజ్ నామ సంకీర్తన. ఇది కేవలము చైతన్యుడు మాత్రమే తలుపుతూ వచ్చాడు. చైతన్య ఇస్ ద వన్ హూ ఫాలో నామ సంకీర్తన. సర్వనామములు కూడాను నీ యొక్క నామములే. ఆల్ నేమ్స్ ఆర్ నేమ్స్ రిలేటింగ్ టు యూ ఓన్లీ. నీ నామము లేని జగత్తు కానీ, నీ రూపము లేని జగత్తు కానీ ఈ యొక్క విశ్వమునందు కానరాదు. యూ కెనాట్ ఫైండ్ ఎనీ నేమ్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ యువర్స్, ఎనీ ఫార్మ్ విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ యువర్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. ఈ యొక్క జగత్తు యొక్క సౌందర్యం అంతా ఇప్పుడు నీ నామరూపములే భగవంతుడా అని ప్రతి పదార్థమును, ప్రతి అణువును, ప్రతి కణమును కూడాను భగవత్ స్వరూప స్వభావముగా భావించి నామం చేత తరించినటువంటి వాడు చైతన్యుడు. చైతన్య ఇస్ వన్ హూ శాంక్టిఫైడ్ హిస్ లైఫ్ సింగింగ్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్, టెలింగ్ దట్ యువర్ నేమ్ రిప్రజెంట్స్ ఎవ్రీ ఆటమ్ ఇన్ ద వరల్డ్ అండ్ ఇన్ ద యూనివర్స్. కానీ అదృష్టవశాత్తు ఆయా యుగములందు ఒక్కొక్కరు ఒక్కొక్క విధమైన మార్గం అనుసరిస్తుండగా ప్రశాంతి నిలయవాసులు ఈ యొక్క నాలుగింటిని కూడా అనుభవించటం అనేటువంటిది ఇది మహా అదృష్టము. ఇన్ ఈచ్ ఏజ్ అప్రోప్రియేట్ టు దెమ్సెల్స్ దే ఫాలోడ్ వన్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ సంకీర్తన ఆర్ ది అదర్, బట్ ది గ్రేట్ గుడ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ ఆఫ్ ది డ్వెల్లర్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రశాంతి నిలయం ఈజ్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ఆల్ ది ఫోర్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సంకీర్తన. లీలా సంకీర్తన, భావ సంకీర్తన, నామ సంకీర్తన, నాలుగింటి యొక్క సమ్మిళితమైనటువంటి స్వరూపమే మన యొక్క భజన. అవర్ భజన్ ఈజ్ అ కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ఫోర్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సంకీర్తన, గుణ, భావ, లీల అండ్ నామ సంకీర్తన.
So that is how special Sai Bhajans are. All the four types of Kirtanas are there in Sai Bhajans. And how blessed we are that Bhagavan has given us such a powerful medium to connect to Him. And this is what we are singing and communicating in this first line. Subha or Sham, Bol Hari Naam, chant the name of the Lord, morning and evening, at dawn and at dusk and at all times during the day. Let's move on to the next line. Gopi Gopal Bhajo Sai Ghanashyam. Gopi Gopala refers to Lord Krishna. Bhajo means sing, enjoy, participate in Namasmarana. Sai refers to Sai, Divine Mother and Father. Ghanashyam refers to the blue complexion Lord, and the Lord is blue complexion because He is infinite. Infinite is His grace, infinite is the power of His name. Swami says the Lord is called blue because the sky is blue, the ocean is blue, the power of His name is boundless. Gopala is one who takes care of every living being in this universe. All we have to do is cultivate the love for this Gopala like the gopis of yore thought of Krishna. Whenever Bhagwan would talk about sacred love for the Lord, He would always refer to the unsullied, unconditional love of the Gopikas. If our hearts dance in love for the Lord, if they are continuously engaged only in contemplation of His beautiful form and name, our love will reach the level of the love of Gopikas. It will become infinite. His grace that we experience in our life will also become boundless. That is what is conveyed in Gopi Gopala Bhajo Sai Ghanashyam. We come back to the first line, Subha or Sham, Bol Hari Naam. Let me play for you a very beautiful clip from a talk given by Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan. She talks about a devotee of the Lord from the yester years, her connect with the Lord and her way to draw the grace of the Divine.
But there was in the late 50s, there was a man, Dasharatha Ram Reddy, in Prashantanilam. You know, we would all go from Bangalore after that long trip. There was nothing in Puttaparthi, and even to get milk to make a little bit of coffee, it had to come from the village. And the villagers were not particularly cooperative about bringing and giving us anything. There was this gentleman, Mr. Dasharatha Ram Reddy, who would walk to the village and actually purchase 2 gallons or so of milk and bring it to some of us who had come from Bangalore. We were about 15 or 20 family members. We would travel to Puttaparthi, and he would bring the milk so that it, we could make coffee, and coffee for Swami also. At that time, Swami used to drink coffee. So the family members used to cook the food for Swami and the coffee and everything. So he used to bring it. Every day he used to make this trek of about 2 or 3 miles into the village, get the milk at 3 o'clock in the morning, and come back with the milk so that it would be ready by about 4:30 or so. By the time 5:30 came along, Swami would come down. So this was his daily routine. And then the villagers would come and sell a lot of jasmine flowers. And so all the ladies would make it into a 4-foot garland for Swami to garland him twice a day. Once after bhajan while doing aarti, once after evening aarti. That was the thing. So all the ladies at 4 in the morning, you would sit them all making jasmine garlands which would be tied together to make it 4 feet to fit Swami. And every day, so they would need 2 garlands. And of course, if there was any special occasion, you would need a few more. So this jasmine. And this particular lady, this Dasharatham Reddy's wife, would be constantly making garlands. When I, even now, when I think of her, I just see her sitting with mounds of jasmine flowers just making garlands and garlands. And Swami would just come out of the room and he would go and check how far is the garland gone or is it ready for the evening. Would go and see her and she would say. And many times, in fact, I remember my old grandmother and she would both sit and make garlands while the younger people cooked and all that. And many times I remember that Swami would come and would insist, even in the Akhand Bhajans when he used to come to our house, he would insist that they would teach him how to make the garland. You know that making the garland the way they do it in the south of India with your fingers, tying the knots, is quite an art. If you want to get it close and looking nice, you can make a garland which is 1 inch apart, the flowers, and look very, you know, this thing. So these ladies were very good at it, and Swami would insist. And he, Swami was young at that time, and these ladies were much older than him. So they would say, Swami, go now, you know, you're wasting all the flowers, we are not going to teach you anything, next avatar you can learn. They would tell him. Elderly ladies, you know, much, Swami was in his 30s, and they were all 60, 65 years old. So they would talk to him very lovingly, though they had recognized his divinity, they would talk to him as a young person. So he would say, no, no, give me. So I remember actually my grandmother once getting a steel bowl from the kitchen and giving him a bowl full of flowers and says, this is it. You can learn with this or that's it. We're not going to give you any more flowers. So he would try to sit there tying the flowers and the flowers would keep falling out. And he would keep saying, you people are not teaching me correctly. You're teaching. You don't want to teach because your fame will go down. So he would tie and it would keep falling out. And we would all the children stand there laughing, knowing that this would bring some incident that would give us a glimpse of his divinity. Because for the most part, he would be going around and there were these beautiful moments when you could suddenly see a glow, like a facet of a diamond, you would see his divinity. So the children would be always very alert, waiting for something to happen. When he would be tying the flowers and would fall, the next second you would suddenly see a 4-inch garland in his hand. He would have tied it. So you see, I am a good learner. Within a minute, he would have already made a garland about 1 foot long with his hand, showing that he could do anything that he wanted. He was just playing a joke with these ladies. So this lady was there, and she would be constantly making. And many years went by, and as you all know, Puttaparthi changed, people changed, more people came. And she became older, her husband passed away. And she still has the room in Puttaparthi, but she used to stay there. And she became, if you want to call it that, in the eyes of the world, a non-entity in Puttaparthi. She had no role to play anymore. Many times that happens to elderly people in our own homes when we feel that they are not of much use to us, we don't bother with them too much. This lady who had served Swami for more than 10 or 15 years, her husband passed away, children had settled in different places. She lived all by herself. The job of making the garlands was taken away as more people came, more decorations, more everything happened. So many times when we went to Puttaparthi and we would see her in the darshan line, we would say, Auntie, how are you doing? She says, you know, I'm all right. And we would all talk about the old days in Puttaparthi, see how Puttaparthi has changed, look at all the people coming, look at the beautiful. And she always never regretted that she didn't have that job. She would say, you know, I used to make those garlands, now see Swami. But she would feel joy at Swami's glory, that so many people were coming to see her Swami, that little Swami who used to run to her. So at my turn, and she would feel many times that Swami doesn't see me anymore in his physical proximity. He doesn't talk to me anymore. And somewhere I'm an old lady sitting in the sick line, old lady's line. And we used to feel very bad, you know, many times, because we knew with how much love she used to do this job and with how much love Swami used to go and see her every day, twice a day, to see if the garland was ready. And in fact, he would admire her because every day she would make different color combinations. 2 years ago, I met her in Vrindavan. And I went up to her, you know, very elderly lady, in her late 70s, and quite bent over a little bit. I said, Auntie, how are you? And she was just brimming with excitement and joy. She said, Geeta Ma, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. I want to share this with somebody who knew me there. So I said, oh, what happened, Auntie? You seem so excited. She said, you know, I thought that this Swami has forgotten me. All I did was just Namasmarana, day in and day out. I thought that he has no use like all the rest of the people in this world for an old lady who can't do his seva anymore. I'm too old to do. So I just sit in my room. I still make the garlands, but I put it on the photo in my room. And I was spending my days like this, and suddenly she said, about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, a sevadan man came and knocked on the door, and nobody even knew her. He said, are you Dasharatha Ram Reddy's wife? I don't think she had been called that in 10 years or 15 years since her husband had passed. She said, yes, who wants to know that? So he said, Swami is in Vrindavan and Swami has sent a car. He wants you to come to Bangalore. So she said, I think you are mistaken, young man. It must be someone else. Swami won't be sending me any car. You please go and find out correctly. You should not come and give wrong message. Again he said, are you Dasharatha Ram Reddy's wife? I said, yes. And Swami specifically has told me this morning that by this evening you are to be coming to Bangalore, and he has told you to pack 4 or 5 saris and come. So this poor lady, and of course there's a big hubbub there, you know, in that rooms around her, said, why is Swami saying this old lady a car, you know, not. So finally she very reluctantly comes to Bangalore, and she comes and she goes and stays in the rooms there, still very, very afraid that they have made a mistake and taken the wrong person. And you know, many of you know how if you have not been called for an interview and you get up and go, Swami, you can see him send them back. So she was thinking this was going to be her fate. He's going to send me back and scold me. Swami comes out for morning darshan and says, I sent the car. Did you come? They brought you properly. Yes, Swami, I thought they are mistaken. They asked me if I am Dasharatha Ram Reddy's wife. He said, yes, don't I know your name? I was the one who told them your name. So Swami said, I'm going to Kodaikanal tomorrow morning. I'm taking you with me in the plane. So get your clothes ready. This lady has never gone anywhere in a plane. He said, I'm not going. She said, why are you taking me? He said, no, no. Did you think I have forgotten you? Do you think I have forgotten all the garlands you used to make for me? All different colors. These youngsters these days don't even know what a garland is. Forget, let alone how to make one. I'm taking you. So he took her for 10 days. She said, Swami, I didn't think that way. She just brought 2 or 3 saris to spend 2-3 days because she was sure they would send her back. He said, don't worry. And he sent her shopping to Bangalore, made her buy 15 saris because he said, you need 15 saris for 15 days in Kodaikanal. Brought her back and took her to Kodaikanal with him and spent the whole beautiful 15 days. And she had just come back and I had gone. And she wanted to share her excitement and that feeling of joy that God had remembered her. And I said, Auntie, how do you think, why do you think he remembered you? And she said, no, all I did was Namasmarana. All I did was Namasmarana. That's all I did.
That is what chanting of the name of the Lord can do. You will always be in God consciousness and God will always have you in His heart. You will never ever be forgotten. You will ever be priority one for God if the name of the Lord is on our lips. Let's move on to the next line. Chalo man chalo chale Baba ke dham. O mind, let's march to the place of Baba. Baba ke dham refers to that space, that heaven where the Lord resides. And it is the heaven of our heart. Swami says, wherever my name is sung, I install myself there. We are urging the mind to be at the heaven of his feet. This is what Bhagwan communicated in the very first bhajan also, when he sang Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. O mind, place yourself at the feet of the Lord. Here also we are urging, coaxing the mind. Chalo man chalo chale Baba ke dham. O mind, forget the world. With eagerness, with joy, with jubilation, be at the feet of heaven. Be at the feet of perennial peace. The last line, Shirdi ke dham, Satya Sai ke dham. Before Bhagwan chose Puttaparthi as his divine abode, he selected Shirdi for the first part of the Sai saga. Anyone who has contemplated on Shirdi and come to Bhagwan after that always felt that unmistakable, inexplicable connection between the two Sais. In 1910, Mrs. Sundaramma and her husband were in Manmad, which is just a few hours from Shirdi. Her husband was working as a station master in this town. The husband was a devotee of Shirdi Baba, and so he took his wife along whenever he went to have darshan of Shirdi Sai. On one occasion, Bhagwan called the husband and gave him a silver coin with his feet embossed on it. And Shirdi Sai told the husband, worship these feet every day. Many years passed and this man merged at the lotus feet of the Lord. Years later, in 1960s, Sundaramma heard from a friend that the same Sai Baba has reincarnated in Puttaparthi. But Sundaramma did not believe this. Still out of curiosity, she came to see the young Satya Sai. But even after staying in Puttaparthi for a few days, she was not convinced that it was the same Baba, because both are so different. Shirdi Baba looked so different, and Satya Sai has such a delicate form, lovely hair. Shirdi Baba was so rustic looking and huge. He just wore some robe. She told her friends, I will never bow down to this Baba. My Lord is Shirdi Baba. I'm going to leave this place. During this time, one day, Bhagwan quietly walked into Sundaramma's quarters in Puttaparthi. And Swami lovingly asked her, Sundaramma, is it true that you want to leave this place? You don't want to stay here any longer? And she said, yes, Swami, I would rather go to Shirdi than stay in this God-forsaken village. She didn't even look back to see Swami. She was cooking and she didn't even turn back, even though she knew that it was Bhagwan. But Bhagwan, full of mercy, again asked her, Sundaramma, you really want to leave this place? Tell me, do you want to see your Shirdi Baba? And then she immediately said, I would love to. But what to do? He took Samadhi long, long, long ago. And then Swami said, does not matter. Tell me, do you still want to see your Shirdi Baba? And when Bhagwan said this, she now turned and she said, is it really possible? How is that possible? He is no longer there. And at that instant, the moment she said that, Bhagwan's form just vanished, and right in front of her eyes, she saw Shirdi Baba in flesh and blood. With tears streaming down her eyes, she bowed at the lotus feet and sought forgiveness for not recognizing the same Sai. The same Sai who chose Shirdi now chose Puttaparthi and made Prashantinilayam the Satya Sai Dham. We are asking the mind to come to this Dham and to enjoy the bliss of Satya Sai. That's what is conveyed in this line, Shirdi ke Dham, Satya Sai ke Dham. So this is how this bhajan in its every line is again and again asking our mind to leave everything aside and focus on the Lord of Puttaparthi. Concentrate on the feet of the Lord and experience the joy of the power of his name and his form. With this understanding, let's sing this bhajan once again. This is how it sounds when sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashantinilayam.
सुबह और शाम बोल हरि नाम, सुबह और शाम बोल
बोल हरिना
शुभ और शाम बोल हरिना
शुभ और शाम बोल हरिना
गोपी गोपाल भजो साई घनश्याम
गोपी गोपाल भजो साई घनश्याम
गोपी गोपाल भजो साई घनश्याम
गोपी गोपाल
सुभार शाम बोल हरिना
सुभार शाम बोल हरिना
चलो मन चलो चले बाबा के धाम
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 शिरडी के धाम सत्य साई
शिरडी के धाम सत्य साई के धाम
शिरडी के धाम सत्य साई के धाम
शिरडी के धाम सत्य साई के धाम
सुबह और शाम बोल हरिना
सुबह और शाम बोल हरिना
गोपी गोपाल भजो साई घनश्याम
गोपी गोपाल भजो साई
सुबह और शाम बोल हरिना
सुबह और शाम बोल हरिना
चलो मन चलो चले बाबा के धाम
चलो चले बाबा के धाम
शिरडी के धाम सत्य साई के धाम
शिरडी के धाम सत्य साई के धाम
शिरडी के धाम सत्य साई के धाम
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your feedback on our WhatsApp number 9393258258. With humility and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.